Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett, updating on what's happening at the legislature. Thank you for joining us, State Senator Julian Garrett. Seems like one of the things that the State Senate is currently getting lobbied on is child custody and child custody laws. Could you just kind of give us an update on what's happening there and what the Senate is looking at right now?
Yes. Well, under current law and the way things normally go, when you have a divorce or when you have a child custody dispute, the courts ordinarily will give what we call joint legal custody, which means in a legal sense, both parties have equal custody to the children. But they also ordinarily give physical custody to one party or the other, primary physical custody, which means that the children will live primarily with one parent, and it's usually the mom, of course, not always, but usually. And there are a number of dads that feel like they have been deprived of their rights to have a role in their children's lives. Not all dads feel that way, obviously, but a lot of them do. And what they're pushing us to do is to say that if you have joint legal custody, if the court rules that the parties should have joint legal custody, then there's a presumption, which can be overcome by the evidence, but there is a presumption that they should have also joint physical custody. So I'm chairing a subcommittee that's working on that bill, and we did pass it out of the subcommittee, and it'll move on to be eligible to be taken up in the full Judiciary Committee. And so we're starting. We've got, as you mentioned, we've got a ways to go on that bill, but I'm impressed by the arguments of these dads that are really badly wanting to have a bigger role in their kids' lives. And I've always felt like it's best for children if they can have both a mom and a dad in their lives. And so hopefully we can get something done in this area.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about E-Verify and how that's progressing along through the Senate. Could you give us an update on what's happening there?
What that basically does, it says that if an employer is hiring people, they have to check and make sure that people they're hiring are not in the country illegally. That's a violation of federal law if an employer hires people who are not here legally. And we have a program set up called E-Verify in the Federal Homeland Security Department that lets employers check online to find out if somebody they're hiring can be legally hired. And the problem with it is it's voluntary. And so while a lot of people, including 3,000 Iowa businesses, use it voluntarily, there are a lot of people that don't. And my bill would require all employers to use that program when they're hiring new people, and so that we could be sure that they are there in the country legally. And we have a subcommittee set up to consider this bill, and I'm pleased to say that we have a majority of the Iowa Senate has signed on as co-sponsors. We have 26 co-sponsors for the bill. And several other senators have told me they'd vote for it, even though they didn't co-sponsor. So I'm optimistic that we can make some progress this year on that bill also.
Thanks to State Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.